Usually one of the most challenging days of the year for a lot of people, it's property tax day. And this year, of course, it's not only challenging, but it can be very confusing considering what's happened to us in the last couple of months. And we're going to try to get some clarification for you on that today. A couple of guests in the studio, and they are the most important guys of the day as far as Sonoma County is concerned. County Clerk and Assessor Bill Rousseau is here. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Welcome back. And Eric Roser is here. Is that the correct pronunciation of your name?
That is correct.
Okay, Eric's here. Now, let me see if I can get this straight. He's the auditor, controller, treasurer, and tax collector.
You got it.
You know, you probably don't hand out your business card to everyone you meet because we all want to avoid the tax collector. But today, of course, it's property tax day, and there's still confusion in Sonoma County about, you know, the difference in assessments. Let's ask this first. Were you able to reassess so many, how many of the properties that were either destroyed or affected by the fires?
We have identified at this point in time over 5,200 properties that are either destroyed or damaged.
Sounds about right.
And that's parcels. So when you hear numbers about structures, obviously some of the rural properties could have several structures on them.
Yeah. Barns, sheds.
Barn sheds, second units.
That kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So in your reassessment, how did you configure everything?
Well, we were very lucky to have a lot of resources with the CAL FIRE maps. Permit Sonoma had walked every property, as well as the county sheriff actually took pictures of any type of structures that were up. So we had that data. And then, as you know, we went to the field about 3 weeks ago and tried to find the more harder to find properties. It wasn't Coffee Park or Larkfield or Fountain Grove.
Yeah.
It was up into the Sonoma Valley.
Unincorporated, yes.
Yeah, a little bit more difficult, gates and things like that. So through those methods, we were able to identify, like I said, over 5,200 properties.
And so here's what one thing that I'm wondering is, you know, when you've got your DMV registration due, let's say, and there is a section of the DMV registration which says, if your vehicle is not operable, sign here, tell us why, you don't have to pay your registration. How come the same isn't true with your property taxes?
Well, that's probably a question for Eric and I, but let me just say this part is, let's take a property that had complete damage. The house is completely down.
Yes.
There's still a land value that needs to be assessed.
Yes.
And there's an argument that my land's not worth as much as it was because the neighborhood, that's a separate event. So the calamity itself, when the house burnt down, we'll take the structure value off. And in fact, if you're totally... total structure value is down. We're actually going to make a temporary land reduction because of the contamination.
You will make that.
We're going to make one 35% adjustment to the land. It's going to be from October through the end of June. You get that relief. But it's called like the deconstruction of the land. It's contaminated and the foundation's got to come out. It's cost to cure the site to get it back to a regular lot.
Right. Okay.
So we are making those adjustments.
So what's the grace period here? Now, normally taxes would be due today. And have all of the reassessment bills gone out?
No, they have not.
I wouldn't think there would be time for that.
We actually will have about 4,100 revised tax bills going out later this week. And that's the first group of corrected or revised tax bills.
Okay, so there is a grace period. Obviously, you know, you're not expecting those checks today.
We are not expecting checks on the damaged parcels. So
let's clear that up, because if you're undamaged, honey, you better get your check in by today.
Absolutely. Parcels that are not damaged, payment is due by 5 p.m. today to the county tax collector.
Okay.
If you are damaged, a revised bill will be issued with new due dates, and you will have at least 30 days to pay from the mail date of the revised bill.
If I can jump in.
Of course.
So when we're talking about damage, there are properties that are within the fire areas that were not structurally damaged. They may have smoke in the house. They may have to, you know, they may have to bring somebody in to clean the house.
Right.
That does not qualify you for this calamity damage reassessment.
So it's got to be structural damage, right, Bill?
Yeah, it has to be structural damage over $10,000 in a value. So if it's your fence went down, or you have stucco, or your windows.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing a lot of, the lesser damage were windows, stucco, maybe
and
some
fence,
landscaping.
A lot of fences,
yeah. Et cetera. But over $10,000 in structural damage to qualify.
Okay, so that's important to know. So for the folks that have that kind of damage, obviously they need to wait until they get their bill. And in some cases, those bills are a bit rerouted at this stage of the game. So
yes.
I don't know if there's, you know, if there's consideration taken in for that too.
The county assessor has been getting change of addresses for the affected parcels and the affected property owners. So we are going to do our best to get those routed to the right addresses.
Yeah.
And the United States Postal Service, we're also having them forward to any address that's on record.
Yes, the tax collectors want to make sure that you receive yours and they receive theirs. And Bill, you've handed me kind of an example of what the reassessed property taxes may look like. And this is good because, you know, like I say, we're still a little bit naturally confused by
sure.
any detail that we have to take care of, because even though we're in better shape than we were 2 months ago, we still have that hangover. So you've got written out the pre-calamity value of the home, and then the post-calamity value, and the new assessed value, which it pretty clearly states
yes.
what the differences are.
So what she's looking at is infographic that we've created that will be going out with the notices. So the first, the notices are going to go out, and then right behind them, the new bills from the tax collector. So you'll get two pieces of information in the mail. So the reason we created the infographic was to get over the hurdle, because when you get the notice or the bill, you're going to notice that you have a structure value still on that notice.
Yeah,
and
that's
the bill.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
So if you have no structure left,
you're still going to have a
bill with a structure value.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the reason is our fiscal year is July 1st to June 30. So July, August, and September, there was a structure on the property, land improvements, land structure, that have to be assessed and taxed.
Right.
And so in order to create this, I call it a hybrid tax bill, you have a quarter of the year with the structure value and then three quarters without it. So when you get these notices and bills, they're going to be a 25% of what was your structure value for 2017-18 that's going to show up. So next year, if you don't do any building, you'll notice in the structure column, it'll be a zero next year. But because it was part of the year this year,
yeah.
there's going to be 25% of that value.
Okay, that's good to clear up, because that would be confusing, I think, to a lot of homeowners who don't own homes anymore. And so obviously that's a part of it. What if, and I guess this comes up during a regular year too, what if there's avid disagreement about what the reassessed value is? Is there any recourse for people?
Sure. The first steps that we want to do in the assessor's office is have people call us first, because maybe there shouldn't be any issues with the structures that are completely down.
Yes.
So you're going to have no structure. Well, it's going to be a hybrid for this year. We're going to do a land adjustment, so your bill's significantly lowered. It's the folks that have partial damage that may have questions. So if they have other information, maybe they have their estimate from their adjuster that shows not personal property, but real property damage.
Right.
Send that to us. We'll re-examine it for you, and we'll give you our decision whether we're going to adjust more or we're going to leave it alone. So you can get it re-reviewed by our office. If not, then there's a six-month appeal period from the date you get the notice.
Okay.
You can file a formal assessment appeal. And the other side of this, if you weren't included in the this first phase, the 5200, then you have up to a year to let us know that I was way out in the Sonoma Valley.
Yeah.
You didn't see my damage.
Right.
Yeah, there's a year to file one of our calamity reassessments forms. There's plenty of time, so people don't need to be concerned about that. I do want to make a point that Eric mentioned 4,100 going out now of the 5,200.
Yeah.
Those are the ones we could get to first, and that's what we call, it's called batch one. The second batch is ones that had, maybe there was an assessment appeal filed on them, maybe they had a new construction permit, Maybe there were several structures on it, and some were damaged, some weren't. Mm-hmm. Or maybe some people actually bought the property sometime between July and October. And so we've got to do a lot more calculations to get to Eric so they can figure out the amount. So,
well, it's hard to imagine that, in your corner, Bill and Eric, is the fact that, you had to actually visit, all of these properties or so many of these properties to reassess that not being able to get to 5,200 of them kind of makes sense at this point.
Right. We're asking people to be patient. If you're not in the first batch that's coming out this week, in the next few weeks, you'll start getting some notices from us. We also did a courtesy letter to people who we believed were just smoke damaged properties. Mm-hmm. Those are actually in the mail. They should be receiving those now. And if they have more information, obviously we'll re-review it for them. But we wanted to let them know so there was no confusion about the tax bill date, which is today.
So at what point, say, I am in a damaged property or I'm no longer in a damaged property and I have yet to receive a notice. At what point should I pick up the phone and call your office to say, to avoid any delay in whatever payment I need to make?
Well, I think Eric would say, when in doubt, pay your first installment, which is today. But
He's the tax collector. What is that? What else is he going
to say? That, right?
Yeah.
Right. I would say if you don't see a notice from us by the first of the year, this calendar year, by January 1,
okay,
give my office a call and we'll review what we have in our records and we'll give you a definitive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't want to be on, we don't want to be on the wrong end of that timing.
Right.
You know?
So we sent letters out to notices to the 4,100. Mm-hmm. About the 1,000 others that are the next phase are getting letters from me saying, we have you as identified as having damage. Be patient with us. Something's going to come soon. And then we sent the letters out to people who may have just had smoke damage. So we think we've captured most of the population. So if you haven't received any notification from the assessor, I would say within the next 10 days, mm-hmm, you can call us as well.
So before the first.
Yeah, before the first. Yeah. I was just thinking through the process.
Yeah.
They should know by within the next 10 days if we've got them identified.
And then those bills would be due, Eric, within 30 days of the time that that somebody receives one of those letters?
That is correct.
Okay.
There's a minimum 30-day deferral on the due dates.
All right. That's a good piece of information. Hang on a second. A couple more questions for you. Let's take a break and we'll be right back. And we wanted to mention two things that we want to leave you with as far as property taxes go. Well, one, they're due today, and you've got to have those payments in today. Number two, that if you receive a property tax bill that says structure value on it, even though your house is burned down, that is because for part of the year, there was a structure there, correct, Bill?
Correct, that's right. Thank
you. Okay. And also, if you have an impound account where your banker takes out your property taxes, what happens there, Eric?
The lender will make your property tax payment on your behalf. And if you have damage or you lost your home, the recommendation is to contact the lender to rework the terms of the impound account.
Okay, so that's, an additional detail that you will want to take care of for sure. And just a reminder that it is property tax day, and you have to have those payments in by 5 o'clock tonight. Yes?
Yes. If your property was not damaged by the fires.
Yes. If you are undamaged. And I enjoyed having a visit with Eric this morning, but you may not if it's 30 days from now and you haven't paid your property taxes yet. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being here. We needed clarification this year.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Maybe we'll have you back in 30 days. We'll talk about the rest of the properties,
yeah,
too.
That'd
okay?
be a great idea.
Fantastic.
All right. Very good. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.